episode 1984 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for job search. You are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Episode 1984, coming up on a big birthday, big anniversary, 2,000 episodes and 10 years. Different dates. Like I said, I've got a great show planned for it. I just want to remind you, this is the last day you'll be able to download the Ultimate Job Interview Framework free from Amazon for Kindle. If you prefer the paperback, it's like $7.99. I make them very inexpensive. I just want you folks to learn and develop a plan for your interviews, because most of you go in without one. I don't care if you've seen a job description, you arrive without a plan, and it shows. The book will help you a lot and will help you with questions at the end of the interview as well. Hope you find this helpful, and we're going to talk about what do you do when you have a disagreement with your boss or manager in today's show. Now, let's get going. And the question for today is, what do you do when your boss or manager is wrong? This is a classic, one of those tough interview questions designed to expose you as an imbecile or to show the correct degree of moderation. Now, I'll simply say this is normally asked at a manager level or a staff level. If you're in the C-suite, obviously you're not going to get this question. So what not to say? That's easy. Never happens. Never happened to me before. My boss is always right. I treat them like a customer. The customer is always right. Well, my boss is always right. Buzzer. Wrong. That is not the correct answer. Everyone makes mistakes. So you want to acknowledge, hey, look, my boss makes an occasional mistake. Doesn't happen often, but you know, it has happened from time to time. And the wrong answer from there is to talk about immature things like, you know, we talked amongst ourselves in the group, we muttered a lot, you know, the kind of backbiting that some groups behave in. Obviously, you don't want to relay that to an interviewer, because all they're sitting there doing is thinking to themselves, okay, this is a problem person on my hands. Instead, what you do is say something to the effect of, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but when it happens, my boss has a regular meeting scheduled with me. And, you know, I work with the assumption that he or she, depending upon gender, of course, may have missed something. So I, you know, during our meeting, I may say something effective. By the way, did you take, with your regard to your decision about such and such, were you aware of that, or did you take into consideration that, and you identify a particular issue that might have existed that they hadn't, that you think they might not have considered? Now, if you were successful, you might say, and they thanked me because they weren't aware of that. If you were unsuccessful, you might say, and they thanked me for bringing it up. Yes, they did take into consideration, and then they explained to me why they made the choice. And, you know, for me, it was a good learning to ask the question in a way that I felt like I was being heard. I certainly wasn't grumbling about it with my colleagues, although some of them were. And from there, saying just dealing with it directly showed I want to show my respect for the individual, and I learned something from the experience. Whichever way you choose to tackle this question works well. The one thing that doesn't work is saying it's never happened. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called the Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. It's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive, like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!